Carla Hernandez Motz is the president of the United Teachers of Dade, a teachers union in South Florida.
Last year, when we got less than 1% of new money in Miami-Dade County, we were able to really, you know, make almost miracles. I mean, you know, I don't want to be religious and say, you know, like multiplying the bread and the fish, but we certainly made a lot out of nothing.
Motz says she's had firsthand experience with what a teachers union is able to accomplish on the ground floor.
This is despite, you know, all the resources that we're losing in our classrooms. We see that our state legislature is the same legislature who had a big push on over-testing our children. I mean, it turned into a testing regime, and we had to fight back against that. When we see that our schools are losing Title I money, I mean, this is for underprivileged kids, for communities that have low socioeconomic status.
Motz is only one of the many unionized teachers in Florida who have been fighting House Bill 7055. Under the bill, unions must maintain 50% membership among the total number of teachers eligible to join. If membership dips below the 50% mark, the union can be decertified. The provision largely mirrors language in Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin's House Bill 25, which is passed in the House but is not moving in the Senate.
First, it's about transparency, in that we'll be asking public sector unions to report how many of their members pay dues, along with a report that they already file each year that's already being done. Second, it's about democracy, as we'll be asking them to make sure that at least half their members are dues paying. Third, it's about accountability, in that we'll hold union officials accountable to their members, in that they, in some cases, will need to be more responsive to their members to earn their support, just like we need to do in this room.
Joanne McCall, president of the Florida Education Association, calls the move another sign of favoritism towards private and charter schools. She says by weakening the teachers' union, legislators can siphon off money from public schools without opposition.
For far too long, this legislature, for more than a decade, has done nothing but siphon off money from public schools and send it to unregulated, unaccounted for, for-profit charters and private schools. And we are the loudest ones speaking out about it. And so this is a clear line in the sand for the speaker and us. He's clearly trying to get at the FEA to make us quiet.
McCall says Florida's right-to-work status makes membership a tricky issue. States up north have workers pay a fair share fee, meaning whether or not they are in a union, everyone must chip in. Right-to-work states like Florida do not require union membership or fees. Only members pay dues. However, if the union bargains for a contract, every employee in the state benefits from it, member or not. McCall says this does not create an incentive to join.
We have the right to have a union, but nobody is compelled to be part of the union. So we have a dues structure in place, and so some people don't want to pay dues. But the difference between a fair share and a right-to-work state is when we negotiate a contract in this state, everybody is under that contract, but we don't represent everybody.
For WFSU News, I'm Angie Quintana.